Wildland firefighting is a tough job, and the industry has long struggled with worker retention. Training boot camps have helped bring new firefighters, especially women, into the fold in recent years, but federal cuts could threaten that progress. About 84% of federal wildland firefighters are men, according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Boot camps targeting women have been popular. Montana saw its first just last year. Reba Duncan with Grassroots Wildland Firefighters worked in fire for over three decades and says the boot camps offered a safe environment to raise concerns.
Beyond the actual required training, just having discussions about, well, how do you address hygiene? You know, what do I do if I feel like I'm being treated unfairly? And those kind of questions that don't get covered in a classroom setting.
Since the boot camps are designed to increase workforce diversity, future programs have been cut under the Trump administration's DEI rollbacks. Following the firing and then rehiring of 6,000 USDA employees since February, including some with firefighting duties, the Interior Department announced permanent pay raises for wildland firefighters in the new federal appropriations budget. The U.S. Forest Service saw a 45% attrition rate of wildland firefighters over the last 3 years. Duncan says the DEI cuts won't help.
We need people who want to do this work. We need the kind of people that value working on the public lands and serving the American taxpayers. And so this has detrimental effects to the overall recruitment and retention strategy to try and get firefighters into these jobs.
14 different scheduled women's boot camps have been canceled. According to the USDA, about 65,000 wildfires burned nearly 9 million acres across the U.S. in 2024. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.